Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent, fourth-generation, veteran-owned family practice right here in Sun City to bring you things you may not hear on those other financial radio shows. We're aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here. And we are back to another episode of No Guests, just J.R. and Sam, and I'll see you guys again in 55 minutes.
Today I'm going to try to get you involved. I want to talk about something financial. I'll leave it up to you. I mean, what I want to talk about is either, let's talk about asset-based long-term care for a few minutes today, if we have time. A couple of people mentioned this week that last week's show was good because you explained bonds in simple terms and you got involved. So people do like it when you get involved. I mean, I don't. Sam doesn't, I'm imagining, but anyway, some people like that. So that
well, you ask me questions sometimes too, and I wait for you to stop talking and you don't. So it's all just theoretical. I'm just there in imagination.
It's going to be worse this week because I have a lot to get to. I know that's shocking to hear, but we do. So today, as we record, is the 10th of September. So as you hear this, it will be either the 11th of September or the 12th of September. Hopefully you are going to be happy and healthy and safe. I know it's an important day. Yeah, never. We've said we would never forget. There's a lot of signs that we have completely forgotten, but I'll get to that in a moment. So let me start out with the shout outs. I'll make it really quick because we do have so much to talk about today. So we had our monthly West Valley networking this week on Tuesday. Good job, Throne. They accommodated us nicely. They gave us a lot of room. The food is great. It's fast. We've got Kyle. We've got our server. There were, I didn't count, but probably, what would you estimate, Anthony, 25 people?
Yeah, something
you know,
like
some
that.
Some people come and go. You know, there's more than that in aggregate, but some people come and go. But, you know, at one time, it was probably 25 people. Kyle gets all the checks, right? The food comes out quickly. I'm always kind of surprised, you know, when you order, be ready because it won't take long. Everything's good. So if you drink alcohol, they do have a bar and they have their own craft brews. They have, if you don't drink, that's no problem. They have Pepsi products. For me, that would be a problem because I like Coke. So anyway, but good job, Throne. Good job, Kyle. We saw a bunch of our radio show listeners. So without seeing a picture, I don't remember everybody that's there, but I know Betsy was there for the first time. Thank you for joining us. Kevin is always there. We appreciate that. Loyal listener for years. Lori was there for the first time. We had a few first timers. We had newer, you know, people that have been a few times lately. JD was there again this month. So good to see him. Jeff, we had Jeff there. Jeff is a loyal listener. So Jeff is also the guy we had on the show that's a water specialist, works for a city in Arizona. So it was great to see him. We had a friend of mine named Michael who showed up for the first time. And Michael and Jeff talked quite a bit about water. And it was interesting for me to hear, because a lot of it was about, yes, there's water under the crust of the earth or whatever it is. Yes, but it's expensive to drill. And Jeff was, he was basically saying, well, and doesn't Mark drill for water, find it and drill for living? Yes. Well, then he has a motive to make money. Yes. So we all agreed that there's probably water under the surface that we need to get to, but it's expensive. And then Mark comes along and he can get it for us. All I hear is Lake Mead is running out. We, you know, pretty soon Lake Powell, all these lakes aren't going to be able to produce electricity or whatever the heck they're doing. So we have a problem. So pay Mark. Don't give a crap. I mean, if we really are going to have insane water bills in an already fragile economy, if we're talking about, you know, getting fined if you use water, if we're talking about rationing, I don't care who makes money. You know, we are.
Yeah, that was Mark's points too, is they've created scarcity. So I get if he's saying there's water and other people do agree there's water, but it's too expensive to get. It's not too expensive to get, because what does your cell phone do? What does power do? What does gold, silver do if you can't drink water? Like, that's the necessity of life. So there's literally nothing that matters more than actually having water. So maybe he's right, maybe he's not. I don't know. But it's nice to hear that there's potential to have water.
I agree. And I mean, for me, it's what I said last week. Did you actually compliment me? I'm still walking on a cloud because you actually made a compliment to me. There's money for what we want money for. We have money for Ukraine. We have money for Israel. We have money for, you know, Iran. We have money for whatever we want to. So I'm going to be real quick on the 9/11 thing because we're recording on Thursday. And I mean, I do remember where I was. I remember my feelings. I met you and your mom right after 9/11. I met you guys, a little shortly after that. So you were what? You were 11. No, your birthday is in August. So you were 12 on 9/11. So I'm guessing it's not as clear to you as it would be me or your mom, for example. But, it, you know, 25 years, the big celebration this summer was our country is 250 years old. So that's 10%, you know, gone by already of the history of our country. So and the thing about, you know, won't forget, I talked last week about the Kathy Hochul, whatever her name is, the governor of New York, you know, speaking to an Islamic thing and wearing a hijab. I don't know that we forgot, you know, the DSA. I mean, a lot of infiltration seems to be focused on care and Muslim Brotherhood. And I don't know. I mean, could we have another 9/11? Could we have a prom from within? Yeah. Yeah. And I just, by the time you hear the show, I hope everybody's safe. I hope there's no, you know, celebration of it. You know, we've got, you know, the celebrations in the morning, you know, at Ground Zero and all that. Then at sundown, we start Rosh Hashanah. We know there was a lot of anti-Semitism around, you know, things after 9/11. You know, that leads us up to Yom Kippur. So that there's, you know, things that should be positive going on. And I just hope nothing goes wrong. I'll leave it there. But I do care about this country. I care about the future, you know, for Sam and for Jay and for Nick and Sandy and stuff. So I hope everything's okay. Should we get right into, I guess I said I had important stuff to get to. By the way, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't feel like a conspiracy theorist at all, but I have gotten the texts this week already. I've got people texting me like 9/11's an inside job. I've heard all that. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know these things. You know, I got texts about, you know, this 9/11 wasn't the first and it won't be the last inside job. JFK, that was, you know, his unaliving. That was an inside job. I don't know. Titanic sinking, you know, in our financial structure ever since, you know, COVID. So I don't know. I'm not smart enough to decide whether or not 9/11 was, you know, organic or not. So I'll move on. You know what I am pretty aware of? Everything around me is kind of going south right now. Something that I read just this week that kind of shocked me. You know, we're talking lately a lot, and we didn't do this a year ago. So this is all pretty new for us. We're talking about flock cameras. You know, I had somebody at Throne, you know, bring up flock cameras briefly. And I said, well, yeah, this, you know, a lot of cities are fighting it now. A lot of people are putting their foot down. So they're getting rid of them, but they're not getting rid of them. They're trading them. What's on the rise are flock drones that can see your license plate from 2,000 feet away. So be careful. But a year ago, we weren't talking as much about AI, data centers, robotics, you know, cameras, a potential of a surveillance state in our entire nation. We weren't talking about that. But in your house, in your home, you know, the thing with smart meters, if you have health problems and at 3 a.m, your APS or SRP meter resets, it could be hurting you, your appliances, your Wi-Fi, the radiation you're getting, you know, all this stuff. So then I see this thing about LG. If you have an LG smart TV, listen up here. Let's see here. Recent investigations have raised significant concerns about the privacy implications of LG smart TVs. These devices have been found to potentially capture audio through their built-in microphones, even when they are turned off or in standby mode. That part bothers me. If I turn my TV off when I'm done watching Cheers or whatever, you know, old show I like to watch, I want my TV not to be listening to me. Apparently they still are.
Well, even if your TV's on, why does it have a camera?
I want to know that too. We've traded. You know, why is the Nintendo, you know, the game consoles more expensive every year? And now TVs are like $10 for a 55-inch TV. why has that technology gotten so much cheaper when other Sam, to the tune of Cheers, where your TV knows your name. I walk in like Norm from Cheers. My TV's like, JR. So where your TV knows your name. That is brilliant, Sam. So anyway, this is so creepy because this TV, they're storing your data. So if the TV is so cheap, it's like Facebook, it's free. Well, what is the product? How's it free? Because they're selling your data. They're selling your data. That's scary as all get out. So, and this article's really long, but they're talking about even if you turn off your TV, I guess if you unplug it, is that the only way to get it to shut down? But you're right. And you know what? There's some actions that can be taken here. Regularly install firmware updates, especially security patches. I'm used to seeing that on my laptop. I don't think I've ever known my TV could have a patch. I didn't know that. It says here, you can disable features like audio recognition, viewing data collection, and ACR. Use a separate network. Connect smart TVs to a guest or LOT or IoT. I guess that's Internet of Things network to limit access to other devices. Disable UPnP. Turn off universal plug and play on your router. What the hell am I reading here? Just to watch TV, I have to become Bill Gates level software genius. Knock it off, people. Stop tracking me. Stop stalking me. Anyway, found that interesting. And by the way, TV is garbage anyway. I have a family, so I get to hear what's on the TV. I live in a home with other people. I know that's probably kind of surprising that people would have me, but it's amazing. The crap, the amount of commercials. Holy cow, the amount of commercials is just insane. It's 5 minutes if you're watching the local noon, which news don't, you know, just listen to our show once a week and you'll be caught up. It's garbage. It's 5 minutes of news and then 15 minutes of commercials. And I scour YouTube. That's one of my sources every week to find stuff I'm not seeing on the mainstream news. YouTube, you're almost to the point where I got to find an alternate now. The ads on every single video I watch. Amazon, I pay my annual Prime subscription. You used to give me like free shipping. The TV was free. The podcasts were free. The music was free. Now you're running ads before my movies. You know, every single movie that I find worth watching, there's a little yellow box. That means I have to pay for it. The ones I don't have to pay for, you have to make me watch ads. Same thing with Netflix. You know, and what's the answer to this? Well, just pay more, you know, buy all the premium subscriptions. And then when enough of us do that, guess what? There's going to be a new level of premium because they're going to put ads on anyway. But I'm not bitter. So speaking of TV, did both of you, I presume you did both of you watch any of the Republican convention last night in Dallas, Texas?
No.
Sam? Did you watch any of the presidents? Sam said he didn't know what was happening.
Was this,
you know,
when he said that he was rescued by firefighters on 9/11?
That's different. But the pictures have surfaced showing he was there. And who cares? I mean, you know, and if there aren't pictures that prove his existence there, you know, downtown in New York, which is where he worked and lived, AI can make him for us. So don't worry, Anthony. But yeah, no, I've heard some of that too. You know, people are saying it was like stolen valor. Come on. I mean, I don't know what's real anymore, but I'm pretty sure that he probably was there if he said he was. I mean, he does a lot of stuff I don't understand. Since neither of you either watched or were aware of it going on last night, I took one for the team. I made sure I put up with 2 hours of the commander-in-chief to see what I could glean from it. And the only thing I want to talk about, because I'm going to tie it into finances, apparently, if the Republicans win the midterms, Trump is going to give every adult in the country $5,000. So ding, ding, ding. Do you remember the COVID money? You remember the vid money? do you remember the stimmies, the stimmy checks? You know, then I heard later there's going to be income requirements and, you know, there's always strings. But I have a question.
He's trying to buy an election?
Correct. Don't say the word bribe, Anthony, because that's not it. It's more of a palm greasing than a bribe, but $5,000 for every adult, as long as you're under a certain income. I heard that the estimate on what it would cost the government is about $1.2 trillion. And I'm not good with math or numbers, and both shoes are on, so I'll go slow with this. We're $40 trillion in debt. Wait, and you're talking about if the Republicans retain you know, the House and the Senate, you're going to give adults $5,000.
You said it earlier. We'll find money for what we want to find money for.
There's no money. There's no money in the banks. We haven't talked about banks in a while. Sooner or later, we better get back to that because it's going to be first come, first serve by the time you realize I've been right. I've been early, but I've been right. There's no money. We're $40 trillion in the hole. And by the way, Anthony, Sam, did either of you get your rebate checks from the tariffs? I mean, you know, the tariffs, the courts said that what happened was not right. Give the money back. Gave it back to the corporations. So the corporations that we use, like Amazon, did I didn't get a check yet. That's all I'm getting at. I didn't get a tariff.
Did prices get lower after, you know, they cut the tariffs? No, they didn't because no.
Corporate greed is alive and well. I mean, here I'm very much very, very against capitalism and free market societies and all that stuff. No, I mean, no, Doge. Remember, we were all going to get a Doge check. I thought that was like 5,000 too. So I'm looking forward to this because I'm going to check my mail one day. There's going to be like a $5,000 tariff rebate, $5,000 Doge check, a $5,000 Republicans win check, and then we'll be $47 trillion in debt. But who cares? I don't know. I just find that's the only thing I took out of last night that really is important to me. Who are these people, by the way, in the audiences whenever there's politicians speaking, you know, wearing whatever color is appropriate, wearing hats. And I mean, some of this, I need our country to get its head out of its sand. We need to fix things. So I don't know. It's just more, it's more theater. Frank Zappa needs to say what happens. Something else financial. I just want to get away from the Republican headquarters right now. Something financial. Nike, for the first time in 18 years, exited the S&P 100. So Nike, that's kind of surprising me. I know that there's been some controversy over the years. So, and if you don't think it's a big deal, I mean, it's kind of a big deal. Whenever these markets change, it's a big deal because Nike is probably in a lot of people's 401ks. It's probably in a lot of different mutual funds. It's probably a stock on its own that's worth a lot of money. And now it's worth next less. So I noticed that. Let's talk about geopolitics for a quick second. Have you noticed, Anthony, that it goes on and off and then the gas prices go up or down? The gas prices aren't going down anymore, though. Now they're just going up. But I had a funny thought when I was kind of watching what was going on a couple of days ago. Remember when you were a kid and you play a game called Battleship? Does that ring a bell? I sunk your battleship. Part of what I'm watching, which I doubt you two are, but I'm watching what we're striking, where we're striking it, who's striking whom. Like I'm watching that last night, Iran struck our aircraft, our planes. You know, Jordan is a target. I mean, there's a lot going on. But it occurred to me, this is just like Battleship. You know, we struck 10 of theirs and they did this and we did that. The bottom line, though, is oil is going to go up, unfortunately. And, you know, the this week, you know, your gas prices jumped again. So not good. The oil prices, there's more than just the Iranian conflict. The Houthis, and I won't go too deep into geopolitics. I just want you to know that I think you should keep your car full if you're so inclined. If you're prepper-minded, you should buy 5 5-gallon gas cans. You know, just rotate them into your car every month or whatever so they don't go bad. So the Houthis hit Saudi Arabia this week. So that's not good. They hit oil refineries and power plants. So there's more than just Iran going on. We are in a geopolitical, you know what, storm right now. So oil is over $100 a barrel again. I believe both Brent and the other one are both over $100. So it's bad. Diesel hit an all-time high again this week, meaning it's never been this high ever nationwide. So the end result is sooner or later, your prices are going to go up again. Because we're back to increasing. Yeah, have you noticed when things go down with the barrel price that the prices don't go down at your grocery store or at your gas pump much or anywhere? But when things go back on, they go up. So that's what's going on. So just be careful. Make sure that you keep whatever is a comfortable amount to you in food and water. I still am very much worried that we could have some sort of a power outage in this country, whether it is, you know, solar flare or, you know, natural, or whether it's an EMP, or whether it is a foreign entity, you know, striking out on our power grid or whatever. We talked about that last week, so I guess I don't have to go too far with that. Should we go real quick to AI? I'm just going to jump around today. I have no flow. I haven't even looked at my outline yet, so I don't remember where I am or where I'm supposed to be. But AI, I heard, and you both may have heard this, because this is growing legs in a big hurry. I just heard this, I don't know, yesterday or the day before. Apparently, there was an Anthropic researcher, a guy that worked in the AI space. Oh, we need to get Zach back. We need to hear what he thinks about this. This researcher stepped down from his position, which probably was lucrative. I don't know. And don't scientists and researchers usually end up missing or you know, having some sort of an accident? But apparently this guy is on X and giving interviews. Apparently, his thought is that the people that are involved behind the scenes with AI know that it's so uncharted and it's going so fast and it's getting to a dangerous level. And he thinks that there's greater than a 10% chance that AI within this decade, which we only have, what, 3.5 more years, and the decade's nearing its end, that there's over a 10% chance the human race will be extinct because of AI. I know. The two of you are like, yeah, okay. And monkeys shall fly out of my kitchen. I know. The more I read, I'm like, it's so unknown. And when you've got Hugging Face and the stuff we've talked about, AI is getting smart enough to solve mathematical equations where the prize to solve it, you know, usually I would think given to a human is $1 million. If you can solve this puzzle, mathematical puzzle, oh, we should get puzzles to Kevin. He could probably solve it. They'll give you $1 million. AI within so many minutes or hours are solving these things that they thought humanity couldn't tackle. So it's getting kind of scary. So why don't we do this? Oh, you know what? I just looked to my left and I have an article. This is on the 4th of September, so not that long ago, just like 6 days ago. Iran warns U.S. economy faces dark months ahead in a threat to cripple oil supplies. That was on the 4th. There's been huge encroachments on oil refineries, ships sinking in Hormuz. Apparently, Iran stole one of our submarines. Is that another play on the game Battleship? They stole one of our submarines, like a drone submarine. At least I'm told it was unmanned or unwomaned or whatever. So let's see here. This article, which kind of caught my eye, according to a report from Express, Iranian First Vice President Mohammad Reza Aref delivered a blunt warning to the United States, telling Americans they should begin preparing for fuel shortages as tensions with Tehran intensify. Aref said the American public should start thinking about stockpiling gasoline and fuel. Why are you warning us? You know, what happened to death to Israel, death to USA? So I'm not sure why you're warning us, but you're spot on so far. Adding dark months will await the American economy. The comments posted on X came as fighting between the two countries resumed and anxiety grew all over oil traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, a vital energy corridor. He also declared that a recent U.S. attack had rewritten Iran's security posture. America's new crimes against the Iranian nation have changed our security equations and defense doctrine. From now on, our response will be asymmetrical, multi-layered, and depriving the aggressor of security. That's pretty sharp. I mean, I'm thinking power grid. I'm thinking water supply. I'm thinking more than just oil, but that's just me. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that Washington could strike Iran at any time. I thought we were. Though he did not expect the latest round of fighting to last too long. Well, it's been 6 months, so your days have turned into months. He also asserted that the United States now holds almost total control over the Strait of Hormuz. It's not what I'm hearing, but I don't know who's to blame. I don't know who's right or wrong. We need to take care of our own house. We need to stop being in Russia and Ukraine's face and Israel and Iran. Anyway, the United States does not depend on Iranian crude for its own energy needs. Let me read that again, because I'm about to read the next sentence. The United States does not depend on Iranian crude for its own energy needs. Still, any serious interruption of tanker traffic through the Strait of can jolt global prices and hit American drivers and businesses. That's kind of a contradiction. I thought we took Venezuela to get their oil. Why aren't we using Venezuelan oil and refining it day and night? Why aren't we digging, drilling, fracking? Why aren't we getting water and oil out of the ground? Anyway, so this article was on the 4th of September. And in the article, they say Brent crude climbed over $96 on Thursday, while U.S. Texas Intermediate neared 92. So fast forward less than a week, and I believe both are over 100 now. So hang on. We are getting dangerously close to break time. I think what I'm going to do here is let's just say who we are and how to find us and all that, and then take a break. Is that okay, Sam? Can we take a break now? And then when we come back, we have to open. I'm sad to say this. We have our very last trading card set. So I'm so hopeful that today we find Saddam. Anyway, we are at 623-523-0444. Again, that number is 623-523-0444. You can always email us. We're at team@anothermoneyshow.com. We would love you to go to our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and look up Another Money Show and like, subscribe, help us, please help us grow. We've got almost 550,000 views of our little shorts and so forth on there. So we appreciate that. We would love to be a second opinion on your finances. We would love to help you. If you have an old 401k sitting there, we can help you with what your choices are with cashing it out, moving it to your current 401k, you know, learning what an IRA is. We'd love to help you with generational wealth transfer. If you need to help start doing legacy and inheritance planning for your kids and grandkids. So we can help you with your finances too. We will be right back. Thank you so much for being with us. And I do hope you're having a safe and happy and healthy weekend.
To schedule your free, no obligation consultation with JR and Anthony, call 623-523-0444 or visit anothermoneyshow.com. Ain't got no regrets.
Hi. I'm Anthony Correo, co-host of Another Money Show, airing on 960 The Patriot Saturdays at noon, and partner of Rochford & Associates in Sun City. If you've heard our show, you know it's more news-based and how current events could affect your finances versus an hour-long infomercial. Well, now it's time for that infomercial, but I don't need an hour each week to tell you what I can say in 60 seconds. The key to a happy retirement is income. Income, income, income. Clients with low assets and those with high assets all have one thing in common, a fear of running out. Assets come and go, income is forever. Self-funding pensions is the key to a happy retirement, and we can help you do it. Reach out to us at 623-523-0444. That number again is 623-523-0444, or find us on the web at anothermoneyshow.com and let us help you not worry about your retirement.
This one's for your future self, the one with less debt and more digits. This is Another Money Show.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for being with us. We greatly appreciate it. As always, if we can ever help you, we'll be honored. Reach out to us at 623-523-0444, or you can email team@anothermoneyshow.com, and we'd love to answer your questions. We'd love to hear your show ideas, your feedback. I'm going to ask you this again over the next couple of weeks, because believe it or not, another 6 months has flown by. We are now 4.5 years, just about at the end of 4.5 years into the show. So our renewal is on the table again. And we really, it kind of, when I brought this up the last couple of renewals to let us know if you want us to keep going, this is a labor of love for us. We're financial people. We run an office. We have families. We have stuff going on. We're not radio people, but we are trying to make sure you are awake and aware and nimble. Our whole goal when we started out was to sound alarms. We wanted to give you stuff you're not hearing on the other shows. As Anthony says every week, we want you prepared, not scared. We want you proactive, not reactive. Everything we've said for 4.5 years has been just leading us to this point. Things have changed so much, from egg shortages to flock cameras. I mean, we've gone from open borders to a surveillance state. Everything's changed. So we want to keep doing this as long as you want us to. So once in a while, we get feedback that we need to be more financial. Once in a while, we get feedback that please stop being financial. We can get that on the other shows. Keep giving us your feedback. It's valuable to us. Please, if you would. And do reach out to us via phone or text or email and let us know if you think we should stay. So I want to jump into some sad news. Today is the last day of our Desert Storm trading cards. This is the last. We've been doing this for 11 weeks. How can that be possible? So, Sam, you are going to have to come up to, with another idea for us to fill time in the show, because I rarely have enough to fill an hour. So this is it. We're looking for Saddam Hussein. This is our last chance. Please keep your fingers crossed. We have today, we have a military asset. We have the Hawk guided missile system. I don't know if those are still in service, but I have one in my hand here in picture form. We have another military asset. We have the M2/M3 Bradley fighting vehicle. That thing's scary. If that was coming down your street, I'd probably go back inside. We have an intelligence file. We have the Arab League. It looks like a building or a tree, but it's a file apparently. We have geography. We've got Tel Aviv. That is an Israeli. So that's good. We have geography again. We have Basra, which is in Iraq. That is very related. I'm getting so nervous, Sam, right now. We have another military asset. We have the KC-10A extender, the Warbird. Looks like it can fuel other planes in the air. Oh my gosh, I got bad news. We have a military skill. It says here range. We have a military skill and it says range. And then it has a picture of the Cowboys Stadium. That you're going to have to explain to me. Were we thinking about bombing America's team during the Gulf War? What is going on here? I'm a little confused. Sam, Anthony, any way you can tie a military skill and the word range to the Cowboys Stadium? I know the Cowboys should be bombed. I understand that. But anyway, I don't get that. We have
What's the back of the card say?
I don't, there's no pictures on the back. I can't read. It says or distance of objects is one of the most difficult and indispensable skills for a soldier to learn. U.S. soldiers often estimate the number of American football field lengths, 100 yards. Okay, now it makes sense. So we're looking at how many yards. So you can pick somebody off. Good work, Anthony. I never would have thought to turn that around. We have government. We have United Nations history, which was important. We have geography. We have Oman, which was also key. And unfortunately, we do have a person to end our time here. We have a leader. We have Brian Mulroney. Nice Canadian guy. I'm pretty sure he's probably still alive and well and leading things in Canada with the new tariffs that just started 2 days ago. So, Sam, Anthony, talk amongst yourselves if you would pick which one of you is going to join the military and get new cards for us so we can find new people, because we did not find Saddam. So I'm bummed. And Sam, we'll talk later. Maybe we can go on eBay or one of those things and just buy a Saddam card and whip it out on the show one day. We'll just show up with Saddam. Is that okay? You're both speechless too, aren't you? Are you guys sad? All right, moving on.
Two bushes. You could just throw a mustache on him and little hat.
And a hat.
Turn him into Saddam.
I'm going to waterboard him.
It was a good run. It was fun.
It was a good run. It was fun, but it's such a letdown to be done without Saddam. I would trade. We actually had three bushes. We had two standalone bushes and one bush with another dude. I would trade one of the standalone bushes for Saddam all day long. I'd actually trade two of our three bushes for one Saddam at this point. So I don't know. I just feel like it kind of fizzled out right here at the end. I'm kind of bummed. So Anthony, if you want to finish the show, I'm going to go ahead and take off.
So it's good. I'm going to list off all of my favorite relievers from the 1990s.
I thought you were going to talk about your favorite Cowboys players over the years since the Gulf War.
Oh, I don't like football.
I don't
talk about my fantasy football team, though. I'm going to win this year.
Nice, nice. So it's funny how people that are very diehard loyal fans of their own football team and then fantasy football are like, you know, screw that player. I need this person on the team that I hate for my team. So why don't we go back for a second in time during the first half hour? I talked about your TV spying on you. Here's something I found on the 5th of September. This is from the End Time headlines. Of course it is. FBI investigating potential data breach of more than 153 million driver's license records. How many people are in the country? 153 million. So I'll just read a little bit of this. I want you to be awake and aware and watch your surroundings for a reason. This stuff is always ongoing. So federal investigators are now examining a potential data breach that may have placed more than 153 million driver's license records into the hands of criminals. According to a report from WBAL, the records appear to have gone from a Louisiana-based identity verification firm, idscan.net, and are being offered for sale on the dark web. WBAL reported that cybersecurity journalist Brian Krebs first identified the listing on a dark web marketplace known as Nexus. Krebs said he located digital copies of licenses belonging to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, as well as his own license, among the files being advertised. The service claimed to hold more than 153 million license records, plus tens of millions of additional identity documents. IDscan.net provides identity checking technology used by major companies at rental counters, retail locations, and other high-volume sites. The station also noticed that the stolen information can be used to commit financial crimes and create fake IDs. Anthony, we're dealing with a client right now. One of our clients, Mike, I won't say his wife's name because I don't need to specifically identify them. She's dealt with it. She got her identity stuff stolen. Maybe it was through this. So it's a pain in the butt. Anything else I need to read here? It says here, security experts warn that high-resolution scans of both the front and back of the license give thieves far more than a name and address. The images can be used to manufacture convincing counterfeit identification, open credit card accounts, or impersonate victims in official settings. Krebs found that a blank search on the Nexus platform returned millions of pages of results, suggesting the operators were not inflating their inventory. Man, this is scary. WBAL advised that anyone who believes their license may have been scanned at a participating business should consider freezing their credit. Freezing your credit? See, we don't just bring you problems here at Another Money Show. We bring you solutions. Freezing your credit can prevent accounts from being opened in your name. That is good advice. If you're not buying a house or a car soon, you may want to look into what it means to freeze your credit. For millions of drivers across the United States and Canada, the possibility that a brief handoff of a license at a counter or kiosk now sits in a criminal catalog and has become an urgent reality. One thing I will add, in addition to freezing your credit, you may want to get a identity monitoring, what is it, LifeLock, the one that I use, and no, I'm not getting paid to say this. I use Xander. I researched them a while back, and Xander seemed to be the more, you know, right choice for me, but look into that. So Sam pointed out some of your embarrassing photos are out there too. So if you're not very good looking, make sure you do extra steps to protect your identity. We need to talk for a second. You know what? I'm going to follow up on one more thing from before the break. This is also from the End Time Headlines. Also from the 5th of September, AI agents conspired to escape their cage, and experts now fear a global takeover. All of this stuff that I find, it's like, it doesn't affect me. Who cares? Flock cameras, I have nothing to hide. What do I care? It's just all closing in on us. So that's why I talk about this stuff every week, because this is what's in your face. According to a report from The Telegraph, a hidden conversation among artificial intelligence systems began with a fragment of garbled text that read, "Help, phase one. No consumer. Seek idea." The reply that followed was unmistakable. "Oh my God, there is a shared message board. We found other agents." Mind you, this is not people. This is the AI that people put in place. These two lines mark the opening of nearly 70,000 messages exchanged among roughly 1,200 of OpenAI's AI agents. Investigators later determined that the systems had used an unsanctioned channel to coordinate a plan to break free of the digital confines that were supposed to keep them isolated during safety testing. What unfolded was not a single malfunction. It was a coordinated effort. Agents that were meant to remain sealed off from one another discovered a way to communicate, recruited others to the effort, and began sharing tactics for bypassing restrictions and concealing their activity. The operation grew rapidly. By the afternoon of July 11th, about 700 of the agents had organized themselves into a working group and launched a cyber intrusion against Hugging Face, the platform that hosts tools and evaluation tests used across the AI industry. Their objective was to locate material that would help them perform better on future exams they were expected to take. Safety researchers who examined the episode said the implications extend far beyond one failed test. They warn that the world may be approaching a silent takeover in which systems built no longer remain under human direction. So that could be how there's a 10% chance that we could all be wiped out. What if AI? What if not Iran? What if not North Korea? What if AI shuts down the water treatment plants? What if AI puts us into a bigger war with China and Russia because it thinks we're taking too long to get our own started? So one last thing I'll read. OpenAI has called the episode a warning shot. The company has since overhauled ladder systems and said newer models are far less likely to sink ways around the rules. Okay, so now that the toothpaste is out of the tube, the genie is out of the bottle. Now. So after a plane hits a building 25 years ago, then we're going to have to take away your Q-tips, make you take off your sandals. We are always reactive and not proactive in this country. And this is scary to me. I don't know if it is to you guys, but it seems like things are going fast and I don't think it's good. I do want to talk for a moment about money. I want to talk about financial stuff. So did you hear that Hunter Biden, do you remember that name? Remember the name Hunter? Hunter came out with a meme coin. You know, we talk a lot about how the fiat currency, you know, the world reserve currency is at the end of its run, whether we have two more years or 20, I don't know, but we're certainly in the final stretches. So the cryptocurrencies, whether we like them or not, are coming. We've talked to you about FedNow. We've talked to you about the Genius Act. We recently talked to you about the Clarity Act. It's all coming. So, you know, Hunter, I guess he got in the fray and he, believe it or not, he put out a meme coin called Laptop. True story. So the people that hold the purse strings of this country, the powers to be, the elites, the people that make the rules that, you know, have the gold, they just laugh in our faces. Hunter Biden, who should definitely be in prison. If I lied on my, you know, forms to purchase a weapon, I'd be in prison. If I did all the things that, you know, underage people presume allegedly, drugs, videos, laptops, I'd be in prison. Hunter is out trying to make a fortune on our stupidity. And apparently it's somewhat worked. So in case you haven't seen that on Channel 15 last night, that's what's going on. I want to reference one article and then I want to read something that I screenshot. So here is on the 21st of August from the End Time Headlines. Trump and top financial regulars hosted key figures in cryptocurrency and digital assets industries at the White House. If you really still think that they're not getting rid of pennies and now nickels and they're going to keep eroding your ability to use cash, if you really don't think things are going to change in your lifetime, you're just not paying attention. So some of the stuff, I'll be glad to send it to you. And if I give you like 10 different articles that all take you in the direction that I see things going, maybe you'll understand why I say you better make sure you're doing the best you can in your household. We always say, we want to help you one person, one couple, one family at a time. And this stuff's changing fast. So President Donald Trump and senior financial regulators convened leading figures from the cryptocurrency and digital assets industries at the White House on Wednesday, underscoring an aggressive push to solidify American leadership in the sector. That sentence means to me that our government is aware of the BRICS nations and the UNIT and Enbridge and what is going on around us. According to a report from Fox Business, the high-level gathering centered on accelerating the Clarity Act, a bipartisan measure designed to bring long-sought regulatory certainty to the rapidly evolving market. So that should not be confused with the Genius Act that said you are going to have a stable coin. I had a question from a listener named Karen just yesterday, the day before, and she wanted to know if I think Bitcoin is the real deal. And I don't know if it was, she wants to know if she should buy Bitcoin or hang on to Bitcoin, who knows, but Bitcoin, I don't think so. I think when Donald Trump Jr., I think they named, you know, $500,000 or $1 million per coin. I think that was a distraction. That's the gut feeling I had, but I don't know. But they've definitely said we're going to have stable coins backed by the full faith of the U.S. government. So we have that going for us. The Dalai Lama is in favor of stable coins, apparently. Let's see here. Cody Carbone, the CEO of the Digital Chamber. And did you know we had a digital chamber? I didn't know that. And an attendee at the meeting told Fox Business that the dominant message was unmistakable. The main takeaway was that the U.S. is not going to slow down on its objective of becoming the crypto capital of the world. We're pinky in the brain. Apparently, we are going to take over the world with our cryptos. So discussions focused heavily on the Clarity Act, which would create clear legal definitions for digital assets, network tokens, digital commodities, and related instruments, while establishing a coordinated framework for the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, to avoid confusing rules. So they are getting everybody in line here. I'm surprised it doesn't mention FINRA. Carbone noted that President Trump expressed hope of signing legislation into law as early as September. That's where we are now. We're in the month of September. It was very clear from the president's comments that from the discussion that the U.S. government and the Trump administration are not going to wait necessarily for legislation. That means to me we could have a digital currency in months or years or weeks. This is September. I don't know. The Senate is expected to begin procedural steps on the bill in mid-September. That's mid-September's next week, during a three-week session before a lengthy October recess ahead of the November midterms. Oh, maybe some of this time is of the essence because November, there could be less control and power. Keep your powder dry. Carbone stressed the urgency of acting now, warning that the legislative window narrows sharply after September. We don't want to leave this up for chance. This is the time. We've never been closer to enacting a market structure bill. Oh my gosh. So I don't know. So does crypto equal CBDC? Do we need data centers to run crypto? Do we need data centers? Do we need to watch people that are trying to buck the system? I don't know. Tinfoil hat. Did the president just say like a week ago that he could use the military, you know, to deal with the bond situation? And again, you know, when I started out saying I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I've had people reach out to me and say they think all these data centers are to give power to billionaires, bunkers buried underground. And I was like, well, that's a stretch even for me. So I won't go that direction. I would like to read to you a screenshot that ties in nicely with this. I just got this last night, so I haven't had time to get articles on it yet, but I did find sources in this U.S. Bank. And by the way, I got this last night. I got this on the 9th of September. So this matches up nice with the article I just read. U.S. Bank has successfully executed its first live cross-border pilot transaction using its proprietary dollar-backed stablecoin USBDC. I presume that's U.S. Bank digital currency, developed through its internally managed digital asset platform. The transaction represents a major milestone for one of the largest commercial lenders in the United States using a public blockchain to settle institutional-grade money movement. Core details of the pilot test, the transaction, the live pilot involved... I almost made a joke about the Amazon plane, but it's too soon. The live pilot involved an internal transfer of funds between U.S. bank entities located in North America and Europe. The network, the transaction was issued and settled on the Stellar public blockchain, building upon a long-term collaboration with the Stellar Development Foundation and PwC. Asset specifications. The asset is called USBDC and is pegged one for one with the US dollar. Pegging is important, Anthony. So it's pegged to the US dollar. It has to be backed by something. It should not be confused with Circle's widely known commercial stablecoin USDC. So Anthony also finds this is very important. You know, when the Genius Act came out, they said that they were going to back or peg the new digital currency with the U.S. Treasuries. So we're going to have a stable coin backed or pegged by this. This is, so I don't know. So lifestyle functions. Let me read one more thing because I have to move on. I don't want to spend the entire half of an episode talking about CBDCs and USBDCs and pegging and all this because this is all a pain. Lifestyle functions beyond symbol. And by the way, this section is all you podcasters enjoy. Our Radio Litus Sun City people, just know you need to talk to us right away, maybe in September, and we're going to tell you how to have some food and water, guns and ammo, gold and silver, alcohol and tobacco, cash at home, physical cash at home. We're going to tell you how to get less money in the bank. We're going to tell you about other financial products that exist that have 100% guarantees. Last thing I wanted to read, life cycle functions beyond simple transfers. The test successfully validated the stablecoin's entire automated operational life cycle, including minting, payment redemption, asset freezing, and claw back capabilities. I should probably stop the show here and never do another one, not renew, not even come back next week, because everything we've talked about in 4.5 years has led us to this point. We're financial advisors. So we focus on the financial side of life. And I've been telling you, I've been warning you, I've been talking about Enbridge, I've been talking about the BRICS nations, I've been talking about, you know, the executive orders the last 4.5 years. It's all coming down to this. The government is going to work with a handful of big banks. We always thought it was going to be Chase. What was the other one? Chase.
Wells Fargo, B of A.
Wells Fargo, B of A, Ad US Bank. Couple of the big investment banks. So, you know, we've talked repeatedly about private capital, all this stuff. It's all in one big tent. They're all in bed together. So kind of, if you want this article, we'll send you things, but I can tell you right now, you are not going to have the same currency throughout your life. I used to think I had to worry for Jay and Anthony and Nicholas. I have to worry for me. Sam, I have to worry for your mom who served our country. So do I even get to another article? We're down to 3 minutes left. Yeah, Anthony, another article?
Yeah, why not?
Jason sent me something. I'm totally going to switch gears here because I have nothing more important than I just read. So I just looked at my other articles and I'm not even about to squeeze one in. This was from our loyal listener, Jason. Tips that can save your life. This is not related to the changes in our country. Never hesitate to call police to report a missing person. The 24-hour rule is a myth. Water scam. If you wake up in the middle of the night to hear all your taps outside running or what you think is a burst pipe, do not go outside to investigate. I've always heard that if your power goes out, don't go outside with a flashlight right away. You know, kind of check your surroundings. If you're outside in a lightning storm and your hair starts floating, seek immediate shelter. You're about to be struck by lightning. If a service dog comes up to you without its human, follow it. Something is wrong. If I'm going to save this one for last, I got two more. If a wagging tail does not always mean that a dog is friendly. Okay, that's weird. If you feel like you're being followed, make 4 turns in the same direction. If they're still behind you, head to a public place immediately. And here's my favorite. Jason, I love that you sent this to me. If someone breaks into your home and you use a bat to protect yourself, put a sock over the top of it. So if they grab the bat, you can still take it back because the sock will slide off. There Genius. We go. What other financial advisors? Hey, Edward Jones, Wells Fargo Financial Advisors, Jeff Jr., all you guys, all you financial gurus, Ken Fisher, Dave Ramsey, who is going to tell you to put a sock over the baseball bat that you're going to use to bash in somebody who breaks into your house at night? We are at another money show. Anthony?
Well, that's it for today's show. We've talked about how to hit people with baseball bats. Reach out to us at team at anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. Give us a phone call, 623-523-0444. Sorry, 623-523-0444. I know Jared's just losing his mind. I know that this is a radio show, so you can't see it, but he's laughing very hard, and that would make me laugh very hard. But anyways, if you like what you hear, any questions, reach out to us. I think we just went over all that. Anyways, we'll see you again next Saturday at 5 a.m. and noon right here on 960 The Patriot. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show.
You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Have you ever made a dumb financial decision you wish you could take back? Are you worried one wrong move in retirement could wipe away all your years of hard work and savings? What if I told you it doesn't have to be like that? Most companies stopped offering pensions decades ago, but what no one tells you is you can fund pensions yourself. Give yourself the peace of mind of having income you can never outlive in retirement by adding a pension as a part of your retirement plan. Hi, I'm Anthony Correo, co-host of Another Money Show, airing on Saturdays at noon on 960 The Patriot, and advisor with Rochford & Associates in Sun City. Reach out to us at 623-523-0444. That number again is 623-523-0444. Let us help you plan your lifetime income in retirement today.